This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما وعملا يا رب العالمين. وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today's reminder is actually very important. There is a hadith in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi where the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu idha kana yukhalitu an-nasa wa yasbiru ala adahum khayrun min al-Muslim alladhi la yukhalitu an-nas wa la yasbiru ala adahum. A believer who intermingles with people and exercises patience, sabr, upon the harms and difficulties that he experiences or she experiences, is better than another Muslim who does not intermingle people and hence does not have to exercise sabr, patience, on any harms and difficulties that he receives. This hadith is actually very important. What this hadith is trying to tell us, brothers and sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us that as human beings, all of us, we live with one another. A human being is a social animal. So we have to live with one another. And we intermingle with people. We have relationships. We have spousal relationships. There's husband-wife relationship, parents-children relationship. Siblings have relationships. Employer-employee relationships. And generally with human beings, we have relationships. On a daily basis, we intermingle, we mix, and we have to intermingle with people. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when we intermingle with people, a believer who intermingles with people, who mixes, who socializes, and exercises patience on the harms and difficulty that he or she receives, which means that because of intermingling with people, as a consequence of socializing with people, it is a must and it's given. Without a doubt, your feelings will be hurt. Because we interact and we socialize. Part of socializing with other human beings, our feelings will be hurt. And the reason for this is that because we are all different, Allah has created humans differently. Mentally, emotionally, psychologically, we are different in our temperament, in our nature. And because we are all different, even physically, the way we look, no two human beings look the same, right? Nobody, even the fingerprints we have, every single human being has a different fingerprint to the other. So we think differently. We have our own opinions. So if that's the case, then if we are living together, we have relationships, it's inconceivable that we will not have differences of opinion and our feelings will not be hurt. It's just not possible. If you think that you want to marry, for example, or have a family with you, and no one will ever hurt your feelings, then you're living in some other world. You're not living in this world. This is what this hadith is saying. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that by socializing, as a result of socializing, our feelings will be hurt. So the believer who socializes, and as a result and as a consequence, his or her feelings will be hurt. Because somebody might say something which you don't like. Somebody might have a different opinion. Somebody might do something slightly different from you. You can't make them do things like the way you want them because they are different. So if that happens, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that believer who socializes and hence has to do sabr, patience, on the feelings that are hurt, is better than another believer who doesn't socialize. Like someone says, you know what, I'm just going to live on top of a mountain in a cave. So that's why, alhamdulillah, you know, my feelings are not hurt, and neither I've hurt anyone's feelings. Fine, you can do that if you want to. But the one who takes the challenge, says, no, I will live in the midst of human beings, and I will exercise sabr, is far better than the one who thinks, I don't want to socialize, I don't want to intermingle, and I want to go on top of a mountain and cave. It's like a blind man says, you know what, I never commit sins of the eyes because, you know, I don't commit sins of the eyes. I mean, if what's there, if you don't have eyes to commit sins, you know. So it's like that. If a person says, I don't want to intermingle, and hence he doesn't have to exercise patience and sabr, the other person is far better. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in this hadith. So this hadith tells us that, look, our feelings will be hurt. What do we need to do? We need to exercise sabr. The solution is sabr, patience. Seriously, sabr is such an important, you know, weapon and an amazing characteristic, amazing quality and attribute that anyone can possess. This is why the Quran says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The rewards for those who exercise sabr and patience, there is no end to that. There is no reckoning. There is no, like, end to it. Amazing rewards. Allah did not even mention, there's no end to the rewards that will be received and gained by those who exercise sabr and patience. So this is what we need to do. Our feelings will be hurt. But look, we only have two choices. Right? Well, the third choice is like, you know, going on top of a mountain and cave. So I'm not even talking about that. But when we socialize, we have two choices, two options. We live in a family, we are married or not married, or we have siblings, or people around us, human beings, our feelings are hurt. Okay? And that's given. They will be hurt. There's no human beings who can say, no human being who can say, my feelings have never been hurt. Nobody's ever offended me, or nobody's ever saddened me, or you know, I have never experienced any hardship or difficulty. So, this is given. Now we have two options, two choices. One is that if someone hurts us, someone harms us, hurts our feelings, we say, yes, you know what, I want to take revenge, we retaliate, we want to prolong the debate, we argue, we cause a fitnah, tribulation, argumentation, conflict, the family is at war, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, this law, that law, whatever, I don't know. But everyone, phone calls, someone, it's just continuous, carries on, episode after episode after episode, it's like just continuous, like a soap opera, and fights, families are at our war. You just continue with this. Okay? That's one choice. If you do that and you take that option, life will become a misery. There'll be no peace, no tranquility. You won't be happy. You're just fighting, fighting, arguing, debating, and just always in fitna and conflict. The second option, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guiding us and telling us and informing of it in this hadith, is that you think to yourself that, you know what? So what if someone said something about me? Who cares? Someone says something bad about me, someone hurt my feelings, doesn't make me bad. This life is so short, it's only 50, 60 years of life. Then there's eternal, inshallah, bliss. For the sake of Allah, let me just exercise sabr and patience and let it go. Who cares? You know, inshallah, doesn't make me a bad person. I have more important things in life to do. And you leave, let it go. SubhanAllah, the matter's ended, no arguments, no conflicts, and no debates, and you receive rewards بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. SubhanAllah. So this is what we need to do, inshallah. You know, exercise sabr and patience when people hurt your feelings. I don't mean, what I'm not saying here is that even if the harm is to an extreme level, like if there's physical abuse, someone's punching you, hitting you, oppressing you, and you say, oh, I just want to do sabr, you know, punch me more, you know, I'm just going to die. No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, there are levels and steps. Of course, if it gets extreme, then of course, you know, we have a right to repel the oppression. But what I'm talking about is that, you know, everyday life, people say things here and there, of feelings get hurt. Then inshallah, for the sake of Allah, exercise sabr and patience, and you will see the benefits of this in your life. Jazakallah khair. May Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon this. Barakallahu feekum. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.